It's been a while.
It has.
How I do this? Oh, okay.
I'm trying to remember how you introduced, but go ahead.
Yeah. And I was like, all right.
How you doing?
Yeah, we keeping all this in.
Okay.
What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Mm-hmm. And if you're watching, you can already tell we got some beautiful young ladies with us today. We got the wives.
Yes.
Hello.
And a baby.
And a baby. And baby. Well, mm-hmm. She's a regular. They expect to see her. Oh. So y'all want to introduce yourself?
Go ahead, Melanie.
I am Melanie, a.k.a. Mel, a.k.a. You've Got Mel, a.k.a. Mrs. Gooseby.
A.k.a.
I'm not a lawyer, but.
Oh, hey. I'm that too.
I'm not a lawyer. We got celebrities up on here.
I forgot about that. Amen.
Yeah. What's up? I'm Angel, a.k.a. That Chick Angel, a.k.a. Angel the Raptress.
Amen.
Give me one margarita, and I'm going to be on your podcast. And I am the and I'm the wife of Marcus Tanksley.
Absolutely. Who's turned up? Was that you?
Turned up?
You can hear the volume from somebody's phone.
Yeah. It don't matter. Anyway, if this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast me and Goose do. And that's Goose over there. We do talk about pretty much, we talk about a lot of stuff, but it's coming from a black man's point of view. That's why it's called Let Us Tell It.
Yes.
This is your first time. I don't know what took you so long. I know we was out, but we back now. We all mm-hmm. up in the building. We can talk about why we was out.
Yep.
Absolutely. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and kick it up. You want to kick it off with that?
Why we was out?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. Also, you shouldn't have finished all the catalog that we have, because we have a catalog. So, 57, almost.
I think it's up to 60.
60 episodes.
Y'all out here.
So if we were missing, we were missing.
We were. We was out.
I know you ain't finished all 60 episodes. So go back and watch all them episodes and whatever. Okay. We were out because these two are very busy.
Hello.
And they are on tour.
Doing I thought you was talking about them too.
No, you too.
I was like, yeah.
I was like, huh?
The women be busy as hell.
You know, being rap stars and entertainers. And I was on tour as well. I'm still on tour with Kev and Tony. And
so you got the new merch on?
Yeah. Because I ran out of clothes to wear on podcasts. So I'm wearing the merch. Yeah, that's why we were out, literally. And our time, we couldn't connect like that. So
yeah.
And also, if I didn't say this before, we have a catalog.
Yeah.
And you could binge that for a while.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So how was y'all summer? We could kick that off. And what's on your chest from the summer? We usually start this off with getting something off my chest. That's something that's, you know, just getting on your nerves, something you need to get off your chest or say. Mm. And we done had all of us done had a long ass summer.
Yeah.
We have.
So what done went down?
What you got to get off your chest, Mel?
I'm happy that you're saying this, because I'm now reminded that we took a couple flights this summer, a lot of flights this summer, and I have had the unfortunate luck of my seat not reclining.
Oh.
And it's not like I'm at the emergency exit.
Right.
My seat is broken. So when it reclines and then it slowly goes back up, and so you're looking like, what? So then I recline it again. And then it slowly goes back up. And I probably the last, let's call it seven or eight flights, like five of them that has been the case.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, that's horrible.
Throw the plane away.
I am so upset. So actually, I called Delta to ask them about this, also because I want some mileage.
Come on.
And they redirected me, and I forgot that I need to call them back. I got to call the redirection.
Did you let the flight attendant know?
Yes, and they be like...
You know how I know it's bullshit when you tell them something? Because they be like, okay, we'll tell the pilot.
Yes.
He don't care.
He don't care.
He going to come back here with some screws.
Reset the button.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. No. I don't... They be like, I'm so sorry. Is there anything else I can get? No, you haven't even gotten the one thing that I've asked you for.
Right.
A seat that works. So, actually, I'm going to be reaching out to Delta.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to get off my chest.
Get your miles. Oh, you want to go to Mama now?
Oh, she won't this.
Oh. She's the best. I love this baby.
Or the worst.
Never. Never. What's on my chest about this summer is that It has been a blur. Like, you talk about flights. I feel like I've been in the air more than I have been on the ground.
Oh, my.
And the fact that I am just so ecstatic to get to regular school life with my kids is a little crazy.
Drop off.
Yeah.
Pick up kids next day. Drop off. Pick up kid third day. Drop off. Shoot. Pick up kid. Yes.
Because it really has. Like, I cannot believe we are towards the end of August. Oh, she won't go to mama. Oh, well, thank you for the time we had. We shared so much time. She didn't want to go to nobody else. Man, everybody else.
Quit bragging.
No, I'm going to brag. She didn't want to go to anybody else.
She was happy to see you
because
you were so late.
She saw me, and she moved her food out of her lap and put her arms straight up. So that makes all the flights worth it. You know what? I have nothing to get off my chest. I'm amazing.
And is.
Oh, that is where I'll add that. My kids, our sons, the twins, talk to McKinley every day.
Oh, my.
Every day. They are on the so iPads with each other.
They get up. They brush their teeth. They read because they got to read before they do anything. Amen. Right after that, at 9:30 on the dot. Can we call McKinley?
Can we? And I'm mad because I wanted them to come to the house. I'm always trying to tell the Goosebies, drop them girls off at my house, please.
We do be telling them.
And the first time I said it, I realized the baby would have probably died in our house because it was a wreck. Stuff was everywhere. And I was like, you know what? This actually isn't safe. Don't bring them today. And the next day, I think we picked up a couple of items.
When Angel put that out there, I was like, why would you put somebody in this environment?
I mean, if we had suitcases everywhere.
Micaiah would have survived.
She would have had to. She would have been in there.
Right.
I will survive.
It would have been a war zone. And so the next day, we might have cleaned up 5 items. And I was like, forget it. I still want them to come. And then they weren't able to come. So that's something that is got me. I need to get off my chest is that the girls have not been over to the house. Mm. Please drop them off. Thank you.
I need to.
That will change.
I'll get this off my chest. So flights.
Yes.
I ain't even going to talk about the Canton one yet. We can talk about that during the show. Our first show coming back from the month off, we did the LA show. Mm-hmm. And then we had a month off, and then we did the Indianapolis show.
And thank y'all for being our special guest.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
That couldn't have gone any better with anybody.
Such a great time.
It was the perfect.
It was
so good.
It felt amazing.
You were amazing.
We can do it again, man.
You were amazing.
He was.
Till that very end comment, I was like, this motherfucker.
He can't help himself. He cannot help himself.
It's like, no.
I love it.
Anyway, so right before that show, we took a flight. My area, just the area of my plane. So it was me, it was my row, the row over here, and the row in front of me, and across the aisle in front of them. Mm-hmm. It was freezing cold. Like every flight attendant that walked by was like, oh my God, it's so cold. I'm like, yes, we keep telling y'all.
Yeah.
We'll go tell the captain. I mean, it was like my arm was an icicle. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been hot all across the United States. Mm-hmm. I was like, don't turn no AC on.
No.
Don't turn nothing on because I stayed cold for like a day and a half. Was cold.
That's just a worst. Certain section of the plane was
just
cold?
That section.
Because I was on the same plane in a different seat and it wasn't that bad.
And that's wild. So right before we landed, it was like 20 minutes before landing, if you finally felt it warming up, there was like, oh, and then one walked past and was like, oh, he was finally able to do something, but we're about to land. Yeah, no, really? That made me sick. So Indianapolis show, I was sick because of that. And Lexington. I lost my voice.
Yeah, he didn't have no voice.
Couldn't talk for a full day.
Why was it like that?
They don't know.
There's something about you, right, though, man. You'll be.
They don't know.
We'll be in here having the podcast, and you'll be like, yeah, man, you know.
That happened one time. But both our eyes be running in here. You know, it's
something. But you be losing your voice, man, for something.
That just started happening. I don't be losing my voice like
that. Like
doing all these podcasts.
Sorry.
Straining your voice.
Yeah, Goose. I got 3 podcasts I do.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. That might be it.
He said, oh, all right.
Let me tell y'all what I need to get off my chest. These baby shoes. Okay. Putting on baby shoes.
Complained about that yesterday.
I be about to break this girl ankle.
Oh, no.
I hate putting on these shoes.
Oh, no.
All the baby shoes need to have the zipper on it that opens half of the shoe. So you just smart. Slide their foot in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Makai, I'm like, push, baby. She just like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. You afraid you're going to snatch a toe off or something, pinky toe.
It took me forever this morning. That's why she got these on.
The little jellies. I couldn't get come the other out with shoes. Some girl shoes that I'm zipping.
Don't encourage him because he will have it. Yeah. He'll have a mold. Next week.
I okay. love it.
You have a mold for making shoes.
Yeah, literally.
Because I tried to invent something else, and I found a plastic molding company, and they molded a workout situation for me. And it's interesting. So yeah, that might be.
Oh Lord.
The she whole said half Angel, of the why? Shoe. The make a little slip.
Or either one that like zipping around the bottom where you put the shoe the top. Just the top part and then top. Zipping the sole.
That's a great idea.
Call your baby line Daddy Goose.
Daddy Goose.
And then the picture will be the goose. Yeah. It's a bird holding baby.
Goose well, yeah. Holding the baby in the stroller, he have a little beard.
That'll work.
Oh Lord.
He said that'll work. I love it.
Stay tuned. Let me also get this off my chest. Oh, Lord. These delays in airline flights.
Ooh, Jesus.
We've what? 3-4? I think it's 4 flights. We've missed our connections and had to. I'm the tour manager, so I have to find flights for everybody to catch so we can get to the shows on time. So Delta has had delays, American, United. I mean, delay after delay. Then we have the transit van at the airport waiting for us, right? Oh, so if you don't cancel it within 4 hours, they charge you whatever fee that you paid. And then if you come later, they charge you, they don't discount it or anything. No. So if it costs $250, you miss that delayed flight, and it's not your fault. You pay that $250, and then you tell them, hey, we're going to be there in 2 more hours. They're like, cool. They charge you another $250.
What's crazy about that is I remember you talking about that for one of the other tours, and y'all had multiple people coming in from different cities.
Yep.
Happen to go back and do all that for everybody. I was like, that's why you ain't got no hair. That's stressful ass.
Yeah.
Listen, yeah, Goose, we didn't have no tour manager for our tour. So let me
tell
you.
She was a tour manager.
Let me tell you how I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
Because you talk about just, I was like, this is a lot to have to think
to
about.
The venues. The flights, the hotels.
Oh, I was doing all of the things. Oh, I was like, and there will be times where I'd be like, I got us arriving on the wrong day. Let me go change the thing. Or, you know what? We don't even have a flight. Hold on. Let me get us to the place that we supposed to be going.
So we was landed. We had just finished New York. We in New York. And we was flying out to go to Atlanta the next day because we had a show that next day.
Yep.
We land there. We still up, but in the bed doing stuff, zipping in suitcases and stuff. She goes, "Oh no, no!" I said, "What? Our flight is canceled."
Oh no!
Goodness gracious!
Yes.
Soon she said it. I jump on Enterprise. First, I Google Map. How long of a drive? 13 hours. Bet we're gonna get on the road right now. That's what I'm already on that step. She's trying to find another flight. I reserved a vehicle and I reserved a Suburban. We gonna be driving. She ended up finding a flight. But when I tell you, we were sitting, you know how you got the all the way and then you got the bathroom and where the flight attendants be fixing the food. We were sitting behind that.
That's what it felt like. We were in the engine.
It felt like we was on the tailwind.
I didn't find a flight. I had to call Delta. I stayed on hold for a while. And the woman there found 3 seats. She figured out a way to finagle us on the next flight out. Because if not, we would have to drive to Baltimore, catch a flight from Baltimore to get us.
Goodness.
It was a lot.
I was like, all right, we're going to get there at 10:38. That's what I was like. We drive right now. We can get there at 10:38 a.m. I can sleep for 5 hours, get up, get ready for the show.
Oh, my goodness.
13 hours.
Then we get to Atlanta. Rooms ain't ready.
Oh, that's the worst.
A smile on my face nowhere, and we were off in the hood.
No, they gave us a room. They gave Victory her room.
Well, no, you asked them. You said, "Is this a king or
no?"
Said
they
it's
said
a
it's a double. It's a double bed, and we were like, "Oh, perfect. Cool. We'll all go in there. Yeah. She'll sleep on her bed. We'll sleep on the other bed until our room is ready." Yeah. We go in there. There's one room. There's one bed, and not only that, the room had not been cleaned. She was like, yeah. She said, there's food in the trash can.
Oh,
there's
my stuff. Goodness.
So then she got kicked out of her room and had to wait in the lobby.
You had dirty booty sheets.
This
dirty.
Was because I went with the hotel the club recommended, and usually I don't do that. Usually I pick out the hotel based off the reviews. Mm-hmm. I've learned that in my old age I've become very bougie. Hello? So if it's not, usually I'll be like, it's got to be closer to a 4-star yeah, than 100%. A 3-star. This was the 2.5, 3-star at most.
We seen a dude. We walk in the hotel, dude getting out the elevator with his hired entertainment.
Oh, yes. And she was not in her prime either. I said, oh, this baby been doing this for a while.
She came out of retirement for the third time.
Yes, I said,
Dang. So I don't know if y'all know. We know it because we all are watched and entertained by it. I'm not a lawyer, but.
Oh, mm-hmm. Lord. I'm not. Amen. Hey, I am not.
I have wanted to talk about.
Have you?
The Trump RICO charges.
Oh, yes.
Trump got rapper charges.
He is straight up.
The same DA that.
Yes. Charged Young Thug.
Charged Young Thug also charged Donald Trump.
You
great.
You can tell she had about that.
So, I've been trying to keep up with everything, and I've noticed all the judges. All the prosecutors, everybody dealing with anything, dealing with Trump, is black.
In Atlanta, for sure.
No. She's like, this is because it's black Atlanta women. Stuff. No,
there was one judge that, where's she at? In D.C.? There's another one. Because, mm-hmm. he got like, I think it's up total to like 60-some charges at this point. It's 38.
It's 91 total.
91?
Wow.
91.
This man is a professional criminal.
He is a legit criminal. And every time I find out something new, I'd be like, I didn't know all this was happening.
Listen.
I think I thought, I didn't. It's your show. Don't let me interrupt.
No, go ahead. Don't talk.
I just need you talking
into that mic, though.
Okay. I think I thought that Trump is like, was doing things like in a silly manner, like he's just silly, right? And so he was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize I wasn't supposed to do this. Like, I thought it was something like
out of ignorance.
Kind of like he just dumb and silly,
right?
And
right.
And then when you read the documents and realize how intentional he actually was,
that's a great way to put it.
It's surprising. It's like, oh, wait, this was done. Like, as a plan. Like, this was, and I'm always so surprised.
Yeah.
What's crazy is you would think somebody as crooked as him would be careful of what he said on the phone and in rooms while being recorded.
Yes. Well, it's the audacity. This is a man who had no business being in the office of president.
Zero.
That shows you how jacked up the United States is.
So, to have that type of confidence to be like, I'm going to run for president and then actually win.
And then win.
You really have to believe that a lot of rules don't apply to you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's how you end up just blatantly and out loud committing crimes. 100%. Because you're just like, the rules that y'all live by ain't got nothing to do with me.
Those don't apply to me.
Right, right. I ain't never been in an office of government. I barely run my businesses. But I can run the most powerful nation in the world,
literally.
Because then what happened is them MAGA people said, "Oh, well, he's a wealthy man.
Yes,
he knows business. He's don't. He was born rich.
Yes,
he was given money to start these businesses.
Yes,
and y'all think he can run a country?
No.
What's even worse is the goddamn government let that happen.
Let it happen. And what I, because you know, I follow enough conservatives because I'll be wanting to know what they're saying. And right now, their thought is, okay, if they are so, you know, the liberals are so hell bent on taking this man down, you all need to see this. There's something that they're trying to hide.
Yeah. Mm.
If they're putting this much effort in taking down this one man, these people would vote for him again with 100%. All of these charges.
Yes.
All absolutely. Of it.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
What's so crazy is, so I post these videos, whatever, and everybody, all the conservatives are in the comments like, why don't you make a video on Hunter Biden? So at first I was like, I'm not doing that. He's not even the president. I don't understand why you guys don't see Trump was the president. Hunter Biden is the son of the president. regardless, the other day I was like, okay, let me actually read Hunter's charges and like really get an understanding, because I've just been ignoring it this whole time. In the middle of reading Hunter's charges and all of his documents, another indictment for Trump comes up.
Live.
So I was like, I can't even get through Hunter's documents.
Clearly, God's like, no.
Here's another one for Trump. Right. I was like, okay, forget. Eventually, maybe I'll read into Hunter's. But everything I was reading anyway was not nearly as interesting. Like, okay, he was on drugs and like he didn't pay his taxes. Like, literally, that's what it comes. And then he had a gun. Types. Okay, like,
damn, it is.
Okay, we get it. Like, okay, cool. But minus the Trump gun charge. Has done way more than black women that he was harassing in Atlanta. Yeah. Child, I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy part about this, though, is it that easy to rig an election the way they said these women did it? And if so, have they been doing this the entire time?
What did they do? Tell me how they rigged it.
So his claim against, her name is Ruby Freeman, and her daughter, Shay Moss. He says, and the video that he then circulated around the internet that went viral with all the conservatives, that she had a suitcase underneath the table that she pulled out and then was double count, or actually three times, counting triple the time that she should have, the same votes. So she was able, according to him, she is responsible for 18,000 additional votes going to Biden than should have been, because she took one vote and counted it three times.
Okay, so does it does where's in Georgia calculator? They don't do
where's my, you know how often you got to do that to total up to 18,000?
In Georgia they don't do the ballots aren't counted electronically.
Actually, I think what the claim, I don't know. I cannot answer that. Mm-hmm. It seemed as though, though, she was, as though she would, like, you put a slip inside mm-hmm. of something and then put it in again and again.
Which is bullshit.
So this is what I was saying. Like, I can't attest to how Georgia's voting is, because I've never voted there. But obviously, I voted in every single election I could vote in.
Yes, it was electronically when I did it.
So when you vote... your ballot has its own personal ID, kind of like a social security card. Mm-hmm. And once it's here in California, it's scanned first before you even vote mm-hmm. to make sure it is an actual unused ballot. After you vote, it prints it out so that you can see it and make sure your thing still looks right and that what you actually input it is what is on your ballot.
Yes.
Then you have to scan it in again. And the fact of the matter is you cannot rescan a ballot that like the so if I if they print it out when I rescan it for it to be counted, it has to match the identification of the original ballot that I scanned. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, but hold on, because your perspective is from a person voting and these are the registers, right? So these, she wasn't voting.
She was sick, but even if I had to, because sometimes machines act up, right?
100%.
If I give it to someone, when it goes in, it has to be the match I voted as. You get what I'm saying? Yes. It has to match my identification. So how would she be able? That's my question. How would she be able to, one, match my identity in the my identity to my ballot fast enough and then switch it over to somebody else?
Go ahead. No, this is how I know that, like, what he's saying is coming from somebody of low IQ. Mm-hmm. That is low-level technology to prevent something like that. You can't even – the parking passes we used to get in here, the parking card.
Yes.
You can't exit twice.
You can't even exit twice.
Yeah. So I know the technology that goes into this is like, well, let's just scan it again. It's going to be like, no, you didn't already voted.
Yes. Well, they also have a charge, though, for tampering with the voting machines because that they said that those were also rigged. That's what Trump and his team. So then illegally.
So these women are NASA. They are Hidden Figures. They was able to recalibrate the machine.
Meanwhile, the state of Georgia literally is like, hey, the video that you are referencing, we looked at it. What you're saying is not true. Like, literally, they're like, it's not true. And he's like, it is. And I'm going to go do a speech today and I'm going to tell everybody that. And then I'm going to tweet. Nah. He was tweeting their names, their literal names, on Twitter and saying their names in speeches and all of that. And so what happens is all of his fans, of course, look her up, get her information. They start harassing her. They start calling her. They show up at her house, banging on her door, harassing her kids at school. Like, it was a full... So she ends up calling the police repeatedly because she's terrified.
Right.
And then Trump's actual team then starts showing up to her house saying, we can give you protection, but you basically have to admit that you did this voter fraud.
And this is gosh.
In Atlanta. And so they're like, but we didn't. We didn't do
It would be it would have been an easier claim had he said they suppressed votes or got rid of. Right. But to say that switch people, that's when you like, okay, y'all just making up anything.
You're making it up.
They were saying they were using dead people's addresses, dead people's names, all types.
And
of stuff
on the call, they're literally like, "We understand what you're saying. It's not true. Can you give us anything? We'll send you what we got, but just know that it's true." And they're like, it's not true. You got to stop saying it. No, I won't stop saying it.
When Trump says stuff like this, so anytime he tries to prove or say, this is how this happened, he reminds me of like the Looney Tunes coyote. Like, he's pulling out stuff from the Acme bag. 100%. Like, this is what they do.
Yes.
Just like, none of it is. When I hear this stuff, and I'm like, you know how easy it is to disprove what you're saying right now?
Did they request a recount in Georgia?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, then I mean, there you have it. Then.
Yes.
No. That's he what held refused. Up the goddamn election.
He was like,
and then what was
try
it?
Again. It's just do it again. And they were like, we did it.
And what,
it's not. It's you don't have the vote.
And then they recounted. What county was it in Georgia? That's like heavily black populated, and that's what like shot it over what it originally was.
Fulton. Fulton. It had to be
was
Fulton.
Was it Fulton? Yeah, it was like, oh, we forgot Fulton. We didn't even include that. Throw it in there. Now you lost by even more.
He's an idiot. He's an absolute idiot. And understanding the plan that they had has just completely been enlightening to me. I'm all in. I am all in on Trump's drama. Like, oh, wow. All of this was happening. I had no idea.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I want to see if this man is going to get away with it and still become president.
He ain't going to become president.
That's because he's running.
The thing about it is, so far, none of the charges that he has been charged with would prevent him from actually being elected should the votes go his way.
I think the only thing that would... I think he would probably still run. I don't know if he would get the support of the Republican office. The fact that his VP has already turned on him,
everybody.
Mike Pence... I think he would have to run under a different party, which he could do, but I don't think it would be as successful. I do believe that a part of his success, I can't give Trump all of the credit. A part of his success was that he did get that party to buy into him. And having these people who do have a lot of political history as far as in their career, like putting their stamp of approval, helps to get these people in these, you know, smaller rural counties where they've elected these senators and elected all these people to be like, okay, if all of those people start turning their back on him, I think it is, while he'll still have a strong, loyal fan base, I think it will make it very difficult. And then it would split the Republican Party because it's only going to be conservatives that are moving their vote over to Trump.
Yeah,
so the thing, like, when people voted for him the first time, they're like, okay, let's just see what happened. I got money. These Democrats is coming in, taking my money. I got to pay a higher tax, you know, tax rate. I need this. The people with money that got some sense ain't going to vote for Trump again.
True.
Also, what team is going to work around him? Everybody that works with you done went to jail or got a charge, or damn near went to jail.
Yes.
How you gonna get somebody to? Who's gonna support you with this? If everybody that helped Kev on tour got a charge, would you be helping?
Greg would be like, that's the end of my tour managing.
I'm out.
He can say he can run, he can do all of that, but there is no way he won't have the support. You'll still have the MAGA people, but there's, believe it or not, there's a lot more intelligent racist people than there are unintelligent racist people.
And a lot of people are I do agree. They're like, this ain't what I thought.
Right. Yeah. As soon as I saw Mike Pence talking about, he was like,
Mike tore him.
I said, oh, that's it. Because Mike really was like, to like really solidify that, oh, he's Trump was chosen by God. He's the Christian president. That was really Mike's, like, you know, his little, the little bit of his, what you call it, swag rubbing off on him, because he is a very much so a conservative Christian based type of politician that, you know, especially white people be like, yeah, you know, the Lord. And once you say, hey, you done turned your back on the democracy and you put yourself over the democracy, these veterans don't want to mess
with
him.
What's crazy is people didn't even realize what Mike Pence sound like until that moment, because he ain't said nothing. The whole time Trump was in office, Mike ain't said nothing. Then he said, no, he did that. He was sitting there telling on Trump.
As he should have. It took a while, but finally he got some sense. A little bit.
Golly. Ain't nobody respecting the U.S.
Nah.
You can't.
No, we look like fools over here.
Absolutely.
It'd be better if it was a dictatorship, just somebody in charge that nobody could do anything about, versus, no, y'all supported this fool.
Listen, but that's what Trump thought he had, was a dictatorship. He's like, I am the president. Why are y'all telling me what I can and can't do? That's stupid.
Literally.
I am the boss. I do what I want.
So, moving on. Goose, you had the one thing I wanted to hit on just a little bit was you had California flooding.
Oh, yeah. So I was looking up just crazy things that have happened in 2023 so far. And it's just been a lot of things that have just been popping off in 2003. Yeah. And it was the flooding. One of them were we had all that rain
at the beginning of the
year. I mean, it was. You know, terrible.
I seen a post, what's his name, Minx, posted this dude I follow. We actually used to be neighbors. He said, if we not in the next version of the Bible, I don't know what else could be. From the pandemic, everything done went down. But I was telling Goose, you know, I'm a bit of a geek, and I be following, like, weather patterns and stuff. So apparently they're expecting another El Nino to happen this winter. And that's going to cause a lot of rain for California.
We're going to be cold again?
No way.
I don't know if it's going to be cold. Usually El Nino is hot and wet, but I don't know. But California, they said from like November to February.
It's going
to
be raining again.
I don't too much mind the rain. It was all the sinkholes that started happening. That I don't like at all, because I'm like, my truck is heavy. That thing is not, they ain't going to be able to pull that thing up out of there. And I got a lot of kids that I would have to get out the car. One that's in a car seat.
All them children.
Yes.
And this big mother.
Yeah, right.
What, about 1,000, 2,000?
It is.
Extra.
Extra pounds.
Just going over the.
You don't mind the rain, though?
Not as much. I mean, I hate that the people don't know how to drive in the rain.
Oh.
But no, I really don't, because I do also enjoy being at home. So the rain just encourages me
to stay home.
Get inside the house.
Yeah, I don't mind the rain. I actually enjoy it just because it'd be so dry out here. So when it's raining, I go sit in the garage and just let it up and just watch it rain. It'd be relaxing.
That's so country.
That's so country.
It is. But I like it. Ever. At my pop's house, when it rains, he'd be in the garage.
Just sitting there looking. Yep.
Looking at the rain.
Yeah, just looking at it.
Look at my foot going.
That's not
country. On the weekend, I grab my burger.
I'm gonna come over, man. If it start raining, we'll be there together.
Just go be two.
I hate the rain
men.
So far, though. Yeah, two old black men.
Yeah,
come on, a sight to see.
And then in the garage, you can hear them running around upstairs.
See, that's why
y'all
I'm here.
Better not be in that toilet.
Right.
That's why I'm here. I don't like the rain in the house that we're in because the backyard drain. Is full with roots and sand. So when it starts raining, literally the water puddles up all the way to the door.
Oh, wow.
And I call the landlord. I'm like, hey, and I show him a video. Hey, I'm just letting you know your house is about to flood. You might need to get somebody out here.
Yeah.
And he does not come on time, but he does send a plumber. And the plumber's like, man, we got to dig this pipe up because there's a tree and the tree roots is all through.
Mm-hmm.
So every night, during that time, it'll be raining.
Why don't they just French drain it? Like, it don't make no sense.
It's too many roots in there.
I'm saying cut all of that up, pour in gravel to the street, and the water will find its way to that and just drain out. It's cheaper for him. It'd be cheaper for him versus trying to do something to the pipe. Shut up. I know you about to say something.
No.
The way the elevation is, they won't higher. Be able. Yeah, it's higher. So the drain is underneath the concrete, and the concrete is on a slope like this. Mm-hmm. So the drain you're trying to do won't even work because it's too high. So the drain underneath is, they would have to dig it up like they were talking about, mm-hmm. and replace the drain or cut the concrete down.
Mm-hmm.
So and it can, slope it
so yeah. it can flow yeah. out of the backyard.
But the whole backyard,
our house,
is a pool.
Used to do that on that one side.
Yeah,
we had it's a dog run on one side.
Oh, on our, at our old house.
Yeah. At our old house, it was. I mean, it I would put
be
on
like
boots,
a little pool back like on the side of
galoshes, them. And it would like be up almost spilling into them.
So, to your point, sinkholes. I'm like, man, this ground probably moist as hell from yeah. all this rain. Mm-hmm. My neighbor behind the house was like, hey, do you have a water leak or something? Because the our retaining wall
is coming through.
It's still water coming through the wall. I'm like, man, the water's off. So
he yeah. better do something because he's going to end up having to pay for stuff, y'all stuff, their stuff.
Well, I don't want nothing to happen while I'm in there sleep.
Right.
Because you know Mel ain't about to do nothing. You just... I'm just gonna be in
a tank. I need a bucket.
I don't know what be going on. Greg be stressed. I'll be like, break it down
to
me.
Over.
I'm not a lawyer, but tell me.
Exactly.
We're gonna
exactly.
do that. Don't, we gonna make us some content.
Yeah, I need some soap.
Like, I'm not a contractor, but what is happening?
Tell me.
Landon she gonna service. She gonna do look. I'm not a lawyer, but by code so and so 50367, you
that.
Need to do something with it.
Because I be confused. He be trying to tell me, and I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's what Angel's about to look at you. That's why she was looking about that trench drain.
No, that I knew
oh,
that.
Oh, the French drain?
Yeah.
And you she did was like, know that. I was like,
oh you did know.
I knew that y'all backyard was on a slope, so it made sense why it was flooding to y'all's door.
But usually if it's on a slope high, they keep that slope going to the front so it can naturally
drain
out.
Yeah, but it's stopped. The front is blocked by the house.
No, it goes. Never mind.
I know you wanted to redirect to the sides.
Yeah.
I know what you meant.
Okay. Tenfold.
I was listening, taking in the information.
Leave it right alone. moving right along. But 2023 yeah. has been crazy mm-hmm. to me. Well, it ain't crazy. It's just a lot of things have popped off. Like ChatGPT.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
That came out November 2022, but okay. That's close enough to 23.
Yeah.
That came out and people are using it to do all
everything.
Have y'all
stuff.
Used it?
Yes.
I
haven't used it in a while, but you would be amazed at once you figure out how it can be useful, like how it. So, for instance, because podcast.
That's the baby.
I love your baby. Podcast advertising went down. Mm-hmm. We could no longer afford to keep our producer for, is this going to cause an argument? And we had both, I had produced the first maybe 4 years of Is This Going to Cause an Argument. He did like a year and a half of producing. So we were kind of tapped out. And I was like, huh, I wonder if ChatGPT can help me with this. And it did.
Really?
Yeah, not only that, I'm pitching a show right now, a reality TV show.
Uh-huh.
And we needed to do a beat, like what are the beats yep. of the show? And we knew what show we were loosely basing it off of. And I was like, how many beats did that show have? ChatGPT broke that show down perfectly. So we knew, oh, we thought we needed 3 beats. We actually needed 8. So we were able to formulate.
Oh, fascinating.
So what I feel like makes it better than Google, a lot of times Google tries its best to give you the information that you're asking for. But a lot of times it's so like vague that it's not really giving you what you want. ChatGPT has a better understanding of the actual nuances of your question.
Yeah.
So, no, it's
fascinating.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Once you know how to use it. I've used it. My girlfriend's birthday came up. She was her 43rd. And I was like, ooh, what's a good gift? I said, I need a gift idea for a woman living in Los Angeles, California, who's black, who suffers from ADHD, and there was another like a little thing that I put on it, gave me great ideas.
Oh my goodness!
You know what's crazy is like the whole ChatGPT, GPT, whatever it is, and AI. That's what happens when the pendulum keeps swinging because we've been using AI. Mm-hmm. Siri is AI.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
on a lot of vehicles, you know how you're going down the road and it'll like keep you in the lane. Uh-huh. Mm. Been around for a while now.
Yep.
That's technically all it is sensors.
Yeah.
And it's like keeps track of what done happened and what needs to happen. Mm. And now the pendulum swung all the way to, oh, it can create a essay for me. It can write this. It can write that. Because it was already here. It just kept it. It kept advancing.
Fascinating.
The house thermostat. Mm-hmm. So I used to manually cut it off in the morning and put it at a certain temperature. Now I don't even have to touch it. So around at a certain period of time when we get up, I look at the set point. It's set to 78 instead of 74. So it cuts off by itself. Yeah. And it knows when we're not home.
Right.
When
we all, it just keeps that pattern.
It's crazy. Yeah. Hmm. I also use ChatGPT. Give y'all a little bit of my secrets. It ain't got me no money. Well, no, I got that brand deal because of you. But brand deals. If you tell Jack.
Don't tell him. Tell me first. Okay.
Well, I'm telling everybody. Everybody out there.
He's like, tell me.
We got to share it to the world. Tell ChatGPT to write you a brand deal or a pitch to a brand. Mm-hmm. And it will. Oh. Easily just I've done it with certain people that I know and it just break it down and it does it perfectly.
Yeah.
And you know, you can just use that.
Yeah. Listen,
and it email
versus
that to,
what's crazy is versus hiring somebody
to do that for you.
Well, the thing is that here's the thing. It can only give you the ideas, it can't do the execution of any of the ideas.
Oh, right.
And it's hard to get somebody who has the expertise in as many of the areas that you might be wanting to ask questions in. But yeah, it helped me come up. I wanna have an ebook by the end of the year. It helped me come up with the structure of the ebook based off of what I was like, this is what I want the book to be able to offer. And it helped me kind of organize the thoughts that I gave it.
Sweet. You could have used it to book the flights and the hotel.
Yeah, it could have. It definitely could have given me the best itinerary for us to be able to. I still would have put in the wrong information.
I have
to
play with this thing. I have not been on there. No, I don't be on there.
I see people like freaking out about it. Like, oh, AI. I'm like, this is like the television all over again. It's going to make people zombies. Now we got TVs in our cars, on our phones.
The thing about it is, where's the future when it comes to like children writing essays and doing research and just being able to put their thoughts on paper? Well, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, to me, it's going to minimize that creativity because you're not... You're not brainstorming. The computer is doing the brainstorming. So just how when we grew up, we knew 15 phone numbers like this. Oh, Mike number, boom, 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 boom. My number, boom. Right now, you probably don't know your wife's phone. I know your phone
number. I about to say, you better know mine. Yeah. She said, don't play. I know.
How you want me to say it to prove it?
Say it. 555.
But knowing, I mean, just from that example, we used to use our brains like that, but now we don't.
It's the same. Like my mama, she still like it. Like mama, she don't even save the number to her phone. She just looks at the numbers like, oh, well, so and so. All like having me. I'm like, mom, just put their name in there. But what's crazy is we're thinking from the standpoint of our stamp in time and our generation. Because right now, these kids will never know a world without a touchscreen.
Yep.
But the stuff that they learn. And know, like, the stuff that these twins know when they get on these things, I have no clue about the stuff that they're doing. And granted, they're not using their brain the same way we had to remember a number, but we didn't use our brain the same way our parents had to when they going out of town and got to figure their way around a country that they've never been to or a state. Paper maps.
Show, no.
Show somebody a map right now. Where are you and where do you need to go?
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to do it.
And the thing about it is, I think that the more we embrace the change and then encourage your children to become experts at it versus rejecting it, you actually become further ahead. Because to that point, when you're like this is a massive generalization and I'm going extreme, but if you're anti-technology, right, because you should be using your brain and making sure you know how to do a cursive letter when the world And the and technology is advancing in such a way that instead of prioritizing doing a cursive letter, knowing what keywords to put into a ChatGPT search engine so that you can do things in an efficient way, if you reject that because you want to prioritize cursive letters, you're going to make your children be behind, and you yourself will be behind.
Go the way of Blockbuster.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Netflix and Hulu and Disney Plus, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that becomes the way, but because you're holding on to your experience in what was important, yes, you're putting this emphasis and importance on something that has just become aged out, is my point.
Listen, the audience will be okay with the little wobble here and there. Listen, I read an article recently that said the asking your kids what they want to be when they grow up, mm-hmm, is no longer an actual important question to ask, because as we can see, jobs are now being automated. Mm-hmm. The fact that we now put the tag on our own luggage, child, was something that no one ever thought we were going to be doing. And then it was introduced in 2021. And now we are the ones
now we do it.
Doing it.
And I hate it.
So they said the better question to ask, because of the use of technology and how fast technology is moving, it's only picking up more speed, uh-huh, is what problem do you want to solve?
Amen.
In the world.
I like that.
Because that's what technology is supposed to be here to do. It's actually here to solve problems.
Yeah.
And so obviously when it comes to like something like ChatGPT, it's about making knowledge more accessible to more people.
Uh-huh.
Where before, for instance, we are all entrepreneurs up here, and I would say at least the three of you all definitely never thought of yourselves sitting in the seats that y'all are in today.
Absolutely
right?
Not.
Absolutely.
And neither did I think I was going to be a podcaster. So when you have people that are darn near first generations in what they're doing, yep, there is already a deficit 100%. To someone who comes from a family that has generationally, yes, been doing something. So there's like this, like if you're thinking of it as a race, we're coming out of the blocks really slow 100%. Because we're having to learn a bunch of stuff before we can become efficient.
Yeah.
Where ChatGPT is like, and now you might not be still coming out of the blocks as fast as someone whose grandmother and father did this industry or whatever, but I can speed you up a lot more than what you could have been, because I can give you a wealth of knowledge on how to execute. I remember I didn't know how we were supposed to put together our podcasting equipment. I had random mics that were not podcasting mics. I was just plugging in things into the computer.
You should have seen our headphones.
It was just
the most random set.
We didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And it would have been very difficult for me to find the exact right answers on Google. And I did still use Google to even figure out. I was like, how do I get it up on podcast? Like, how do I get people to hear it? I know how to record it. Now, how do other people hear this? Where I had ChatGPT existed in 2016 when we started this, it would have given me a detailed outline based off of the equipment that I had, based off of the audience that we already had like connection to. So it kind of levels the playing field for people.
Yeah.
I don't know what my point was, but I talked a lot, so I'll shut up.
No, that was good though.
ChatGPT sets things off and it's going to keep growing.
It's another step in stone, another period in time.
What do you mean
automatic transmission? You supposed to shift the gear yourself? For real, it's just another stepping stone.
Fascinating.
Well,
moving on. So also we had the flooding, the ChatGPT. We got the government telling us they have unhuman bodies, you know.
The aliens. Look,
UFOs.
I'm not a lawyer, but on that, because I was watching the hearing.
Oh, yeah? You saving that for your episode of that?
No, I need to dive into it.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Because there were so many witnesses at that hearing who were testifying, and some of it was boring, but it was just a lot. I didn't know.
Yeah.
It just was a lot.
Yeah. Go ahead, Goose.
My thing about all of this is there's cameras everywhere. Everybody has cameras on them at all times. Why isn't there any just footage of like look what I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. It's all this. See this light coming from the sky, supposedly crashing in somebody's backyard. There's no crater in the backyard.
Yeah.
But these beams were 8 feet tall. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, this resident in California was working on his vehicle. A shooting star supposedly shot from the sky, or some object was very bright.
Meteor. Yeah.
Meteor hit in their backyard. He runs back there and he sees 2 8-foot tall beams that he didn't film. Yeah. The police.
It was like, oh shit, move, go, yeah. go. I think he saw us.
You know how they be running on their
Tyrone, go, yeah. go.
So this happens, and then they call the police. The police come. Matter of fact, on the police dash cam, the light that hit the back of these people's yard is seen. Like, you see this light come down. Yeah. But there's nothing in their backyard. There's, like... Yeah. Using common sense.
Yeah.
You know,
this baby.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And then on top of that, you have the AI situation where you can manipulate anything
right.
on your screen. Yeah. They can show you anything. Yeah. So, that's all I got to say, man. It's just, everything is just crazy. Kai Kai.
She's daddy. She talking to him.
Now, for me, it's like, we kind of hit on this a little bit. Do I believe there's other life in other places? Absolutely. This universe is way too enormous to think we it.
Mm-hmm.
Way too vast. My thing is, if there's other life forms that have traveled to this planet, they're more intelligent than us. Mm. They're more intelligent than the government. If they do know about these life forms, they know that. Because we ain't found nothing else. But they have.
Yeah. You know, they don't found this.
And the way, and the reason I don't fully believe what they're saying is because it's hard to escape the imagination of what you only know. Mm. Every alien, every spaceship has lights. The only reason we have lights for spacecrafts is or for any aero type of anything that flies is for aviation, so you can see it.
Mm.
If something is traveling to another planet and wants to be undetected, it ain't going to put lights on it.
That's true.
Two, the other thing is, this is how I always know it's coming from somebody else's, another human's imagination of what they would think an alien would look like. Everything walks on 2 feet. Mm-hmm. Everything has 2 arms. Everything has 1 head. Has a humanoid face. Why would you think something in a completely different... We got things in the ocean that don't look nothing like us.
Mm-hmm.
You eat things. Nothing that you eat looks like you. So why is something coming from another galaxy or whatever looking something like you?
Yeah.
In everybody's eyes. Like, everybody that says they seen something, it walked this way? Why ain't it floating? Why is it not lighter than air and it's swimming through the air like fish swim through water?
Yeah.
That's good. That play
well. Why is our oxygen the same as their oxygen? Fish have gills.
Right. This is what who's the black dude that would make me? Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson, who I can't watch him for too long because I'll have a panic attack. He is like this. What would his title be? Like astrologist, or he's like he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a scientist.
He's like a state champion in wrestling too. You talking about black guy with the little fro?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, he's extremely intelligent dude.
So he was breaking down kind
astrophysicist.
Thank you. That makes sense.
Thank you, JB.
It's something that sounds like I could never be it. He was breaking down our reality, right? And the way he did it was, it's hard for me. I'm going to try my best to describe it. I use this. So he was using like a paper plane, like a plain piece of paper.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And he drew like a little bitty circle right here. And he was like, this is our understanding of like, the universe in the world, right? What we can see is right here. What we don't realize is that there's a whole ball behind here, and we're only seeing the little beginning dot. And as you begin to push it through, you see, there's so much that I'm not even seeing. He was even breaking down like how time exists to us versus how time would exist further off in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what basically I understood from what he was saying is, we only understand the rationale behind what we can see. Mm-hmm. And anything behind the piece of paper that hasn't like pushed through into our reality,
girl,
we can't even fathom.
Yep.
Like how much we don't understand. So that's how, like you said, how we get all these, yeah, like every time we think of aliens, it is based off of how we perceive ourselves, right, and right, what we understand. So to your point of there's all these cameras, maybe they have, they are beings that can't be captured, yeah, by the technology, mm-hmm, that we have, yeah, which, yeah, then even would make, like, me have a even panic, like, attack.
Bees, they've proven that bees see light differently from us. They see colors we don't see.
Oh, wow. Mm.
So imagine what we don't see.
Right.
And somebody, this is, and look, I'm a Christian. Somebody says, so there's a alien babbling what God created in 6 days. I'm not going there this episode.
Alien Bible of what
God created. I'm not going there this episode. I'm not going to go there.
Hilarious.
Because even in the Bible, when it said he created, you know, and rest, yeah, on the seventh, what's to say that when God created everything, that a day was 24 hours? We created the 24-hour calendar, not God. I ain't going there this episode.
That's good. Yes. They're going to have me thinking.
Yes.
Dogs can't see colors, right?
They can't, yeah, see color. They can, crazy, see depth. Mm. The reason they see in black and white is because they can easily differentiate things at night because they derive from wolves. Don't get, I'm a geek. I told y'all that. Go ahead.
No, you're right.
Telling me that. I've been doing
valid points.
Oh, I thought you was about to say something. Mm-mm. Okay. Yes, you are a geek. I agree with you on that one.
Oh, ass boy.
Greg was just talking about. Go ahead.
But there's nothing wrong with being a geek.
Absolutely not. Okay.
Don't take that as an insult.
I wish I used it in school. I did.
Like, I don't care nothing about
it. I wouldn't be sitting there if I did. I'd be like, well, you know, my creations and inventions.
Also, your boy, what's his name? What's the prince?
Harry.
Harry. Okay. And his
Megan.
They came out 23, right? And they started spilling everything. Wasn't that this year?
Was that this year? That was book? Last year, I thought.
But does his book, though, come out this year?
The book might have came out this year.
Oh, when they talked then.
I think that's him spilling
they
everything.
They knew their family was racist. She knew it and he knew it.
Yeah.
We just lost internet. Sorry. The crown jewels. All that was stolen from Africa.
Oh, everything's been stolen from Africa.
Yeah.
And they still got it.
Flip it.
The back.
Nope, baby.
No, turn it around. Y'all. So where your hand is? No, not
that's
with
your
hands.
Hand is on the back. Yeah. This is a great episode.
You see what you're doing,
so
Kai Kai? Kai Kai.
I knew it was going to happen.
Back.
I was
go
like,
go sit down. Go sit down. Thank you.
My little terrorist.
No.
Thank you. Jeez. Thank you. Sit down.
Looking you're the
before
best.
Before I come
the
over
best.
There.
Why you got threatened a baby?
Yeah. Why she gone, she got to learn.
She's just the most amazing.
What else happened? I said the war in Ukraine, but I think all that is just.
It's all political.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you see where Russia's helping Africa separate from like the gas and pipelines that the U.S. is trying to run through there?
Yes, and they're giving.
I'm going to do some more research on that because I ain't fully researched.
And they're giving, Russia's giving their people and people in Africa money, mm-hmm, to start growing food.
Mm-hmm. They surely are. And
crazy.
Things ain't always what they seem, y'all. Granted, I ain't saying the Russia's up to all good either, but the U.S. definitely ain't.
So I don't know how deep this goes.
We're going to research it. We're going to talk about it. Go ahead.
The fires in Maui, in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
These fires happened in Hawaii, and the residents said that their water were cut off, was mm-hmm. cut off, so they couldn't use their water hoses to put out the fires. Also, real estate gurus and wealthy individuals have been trying to buy certain parts of Maui. Right. Mm. And the villagers, the tribes there or whatever.
Who have the right to the land.
They're not selling. And they're like, this is how they're getting. They're going to get it. Like they.
I can definitely.
If you go look and research this, the part of Maui that burnt looked like the atomic bomb dropped.
Mm-hmm. One of our friend's sister was in one of the houses that got burnt to smithereens. She got out of the house a couple of minutes before so apparently, which doesn't make any sense, they said the fire started because of hurricanes.
That makes absolutely no sense.
That is what.
You ain't never seen hurricanes.
The winds of the hurricanes got up to 70 miles per hour, which fueled the fire to spread as fast.
Which is also BS, because anytime winds in hurricanes are followed by rain.
Well, regardless, when we think of Hawaii, we do not think of hurricanes. Yeah, in Hawaii,
usually stuff out in California burns from high winds because it's so dry.
Yeah,
it's humid over there.
Yeah. But she was saying that the water was cut off, and I think the water was cut off before the fires because of the hurricane. But that house was burnt down. I'm talking about there are not even the studs to the house. Gone. Ashes. Yes. And the alarm, that's what I was saying, the alarm that she was supposed to hear, like the because I was just like, how did she get out so late? She all of a sudden woke up, looked out the window, and all she could see was black smoke coming towards the house.
Dang. Yeah, so here's the thing with like high winds and power lines being down. Power lines blow down all the time in the Midwest. They don't cause no fires because it's not dry enough.
Mm.
You spark, it burns the ground right where it's at, but there is no billowing and building fire like it is out here in these dry states, Arizona, California, Australia, because it's dry, it's brush.
Yeah.
So you throw a cigarette out, it's not going to burn a field somewhere where it's humid because that grass is green. Those are living plants. Out here, it's a different story.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm not buying the winds cause the fire in Hawaii, because I've been there. Everything is green and it's hot.
We ain't never been to Maui, but
I ain't been to Maui, but that island is all the same islands.
That was crazy.
And, you know, your old girl Oprah has just purchased like 86 acres.
Oprah's burning Maui. I'm just
800 and something.
Is that
acres?
What you're implying, that she burned?
No.
Where did
no.
she buy 800 and something acres at?
In the place. In Maui.
In Maui.
Yes. It's the area where they're trying to develop. She owns land out there, along with the area where people are trying to buy these people out of their homes.
But they said she was out there helping. I don't know none of this.
Okay. Well, hopefully she's helping.
Hopefully, yeah.
And what I read, she's bought land. Mm-hmm. But hopefully she's helping. I'm not accusing the lady of anything. I'm just letting you all know what I've read,
mm-hmm.
and that they're trying to build luxury resorts and luxury homes out there. Mm-hmm. And the people there are like, no, we're not selling our land. And they're trying to stay together. And they just literally tried to burn these people up out of their places.
And Biden sent them $700. I said, oh, no.
$700?
Yes.
Oh, he did.
He sent the families, each family affected by the fire, $700.
$700.
Well, each family.
US.
But sent $300 billion to Ukraine.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
This man sent, I think it's $1.3 million to Maui for all those people, and sent $300 billion to Ukraine.
And weapons.
But we got
the weapons.
My wife still got student loans, man.
Come on. I got a bunch of them.
A bunch of goddamn student loans.
Pay them bills all before they be taking care of everybody else.
They be in everybody else's business, but our own.
Yeah.
That own.
Craziness. But that's some of the few, the things that been happening in 2023.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this up, because Andrew got stuff to do and Kai about to burn the office down.
Yeah, I'm about to be late.
So, thank y'all for tuning in. We greatly appreciate you. Y'all want Goose? You want to go on and let everybody know where they can find you?
Yes, you can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube. I got to start putting up some more content. Being on the tour, people have encouraged me to put up more content, because they say I've been helping them fix sinks, toilets, ranges, all type of stuff.
I love
house.
Your content, so, Goose. Put up more.
I got to. But see, in order for me to do that, I'm almost going to have to break down this house to the studs to have more content. I can't do that. So I got to figure it out. I got to figure that out.
There's stuff you can do.
Mm-hmm. That you don't understand. Even the small stuff is helpful.
All right, let's move on.
Go ahead.
Me. You can find me on Instagram at You've Got Mail, YOUVEGTMEL. Also on YouTube at You've Got Mail. You can find me on the TikTok at I'm Not a Lawyer But. And I think that's where I be.
And Gin and Juice.
And I have a podcast with Miss Kev on Stage called Gin and Juice. It's on her YouTube channel, Miss Kev on Stage.
You can call y'all cousin Gin. There
we go. It's a good time.
That sounds like a liquor for real.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me at That Chick Angel pretty much across all platforms besides Twitter, which I only use to complain to companies. And I am at Angel the Actress on Twitter. You can stream my song of the summer, One Margarita. There are three versions out right now. The OG version, which has over 10 million streams. The Saucy Remix, which has over 3 million streams. And then the newest, the Ladies Remix with Sexy Red, Flo Milli, and Fendi the Rapper. Stream all of them. Yes. Play them on Tuesdays or Mondays. I don't care. Just play the song. And you can check out me and Marcus's podcast. Is This Going to Cause an Argument on That Chick Angel TV? And here's the thing on Kev on Stage. I think it's on Studios. He's got so many channels. Amen. It's on one of them. Listen.
Hey, y'all can find me on Instagram, Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my building body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com. And if you're listening, you can watch this on YouTube, Tanksley TV, Let Us Tell It. And if you're watching, you can also listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. So make sure you check that out. And I like, subscribe, and share and all that jazz on YouTube, and rate and review if you're listening on whatever you're listening to it on.
And don't forget to tell them you're this close to 100,000 followers on Instagram.
I'm 1,800 away, I think, from 100,000.
That's amazing.
So, hey, check out your boy. You know what I'm saying? So go over and follow everybody and all that jazz. Until next, or what?
I also want to say thank you for everybody for bringing out the great energy at these the Ball Brothers tour. Y'all coming up to the merch table, making me feel great about myself. So I highly appreciate it. And if you want to say something to me, say something to me. I'm very friendly. You did.
See, thank you. We friendly.
Yeah.
And we got some artwork, but we're going to reveal that the next episode.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're going to do it next episode. Tenfold. Absolutely. Anyway, till next time, y'all holler back, fam.